Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Lucid Life Vibes on YouTube and the Patreon app for ultimate relaxation, guided meditations, opening the gateway of you through relaxation. The theta, the gamma, the delta brainwave state of mind. I want to invite you to subscribe over on YouTube at Lucid Life Vibes. I have playlists for guided meditations, sleep, relaxation, and more. Patreon is the deeper dives into these podcasts. I also post daily over on the Patreon app. I hope you'll join me on both YouTube and Patreon. And Patreon has a free to follow. So all you have to do is follow me at Lucid Life Vibes on Patreon, and you'll see all my public posts. There's also an 1111 portal, a membership portal, over on Patreon, where I have half cast the deeper dives into all of these podcasts. I also have a new three-part series, The Earth Timeline, over 3 hours of discussion of the past, present, and future of planet Earth. I hope you'll join me. Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal. Welcome to the bubble. And we won't be bursting any bubbles in this one. Oh no. I'm really excited to talk about the bubble. And believe it or not, people actually get master's degree, PhDs in the bubble, the study of the bubble. It's interesting because the bubble came forward years ago, and it's something that my husband and I have been bouncing around, pun intended, over the years. And the bubble just keeps resurfacing, coming to the surface, pun intended. Okay, I'll stop. When you research the bubble, it's interesting where it will take you. The power to clean with bubbles is really unbelievable, actually. And when you really dive into the study of the bubble, there's this bubble in nature as well, right? The bubble of the wave, the bubble we find within water. There's so many different natural occurring bubbles on planet Earth and in nature and in life. But then there's also the created bubble, this harnessing the power of the bubble. And you can actually clean with the power of the bubble. So when it comes to the bubble, there's so much information, and it's incredible when you go down that rabbit hole. However, I really want to invite you to step inside of your bubble for this one and to really allow your imagination, your mind, to create images for you. So it's my intention to create imagery and help you to see the picture, to visualize your bubble and other people's bubbles, and to see the larger bubble, the smaller bubbles. And it's interesting because when we talk about bubbles, bubbles for me have always been this idea of infinite potential. I love bubbles. Blowing bubbles. I have bubble wands. I don't even have young kids, but I have bubble wands. I have a blue one and a purple one, and they make these huge rainbow iridescent bubbles. And it's a lot of fun to go outside in the summertime and to put the wand, the bubble wand, over my air conditioner outside that blows the fan up. And it sends bubbles way up into the sky and throughout the neighborhood. And I always wonder if other kids or other humans notice my bubbles. And I love just looking up and seeing how high these bubbles can go and how far my eye can track them into the sky. And who doesn't love a bubble bath? The waves, the bubbles in the ocean, when the waves come tumbling in and pulling back all the bubbles. The sauna, the jacuzzi, right? The bubble mode. Oh, yes. You could just float on the bubbles. Like a cloud. So when we really open to this idea of all of us have our own personal bubble, and maybe for some of you, you're thinking about the bubble boy. Do you guys remember the bubble boy? And it's not anything to laugh about, but the name made me giggle. And it was about a boy that lived inside of a personal bubble because of his immune issues. And there's also people that can't be outside in the sun. And so there's also this idea of a bubble of protection when I think about this idea of the bubble boy. And this idea of creating this space, this environment that's perfect and right for you. And so for this bubble boy, this bubble was created for his health and wellness as a protection, but he lived inside of this bubble. So I want to invite you to open to this idea of your aura. We all have this electromagnetic aura. I believe it's part of our intuition and psychic abilities, and all humans have this. And it's really this sense that you have, your senses that reach beyond your body. All of us kind of feel this personal space. I mean, it's interesting, back in 2020 during the shutdown, most of the world had this shutdown experience. And there was also this control over distancing between humans. I think it was like 6 feet or something, to separate by 6 feet. So if you were to just feel for your natural spacing, right? Your space, your personal space. That really is you feeling for your electromagnetic aura. You, your energy extends beyond you, beyond your body. And I like to kind of feel for this similar to antennas. Insects have antennas. Butterflies, moths, they have these antennae. And the antenna helps them to sense their environment beyond their physical body. And I believe all humans, we have this antenna. However, I believe our antenna is 360 degrees. It's not just like an insect coming off the top of our head, our forehead. We do have this antenna. And so I want to invite you to kind of put away the idea of empathy, empath. Picking up from other people for just a moment. Let's just talk about you for just a moment. When you focus on your own bubble, you. This is your mental, emotional, physical reality. Your thoughts, your headspace, your emotions, and then the physical you. And you have this back side to you, right? This back. Even though you don't have eyes in the back of your head, which is funny because, you know, it was kind of a joke with me growing up about moms having eyes in the back of their heads. And it does feel like that for some moms and for some humans, maybe for some dads too. It's this idea of being able to sense what's behind you, what's going on behind you. So when you think about your bubble, your electromagnetic aura, it goes out beyond you. It really is this timeless spaceship of you. And you can feel for that. And you can feel when somebody moves into your space, your aura. So if you really start feeling for yourself from the center of you, your heart, the heartbeat, maybe even your mind's eye, the center of your mind, your brain, your headspace, and you move out from there and you are feeling your physical body and you're connecting your mind to your body, but you continue to go out beyond your body, you can sense and feel beyond that. However, you have this bubble around you, right? The bubble of you. And let's be honest, only you know the bubble. Only you. No one else really knows what's happening inside your bubble, but you do. And when you become aware and focused on this idea of being centered in self, focused on self, balanced, knowing, when you focus on your bubble, you can know everything that's going on inside your bubble. You're no longer a victim to anything within your bubble. And then it makes it easier to navigate you and your bubble with other bubbles and the bubble of life, because you know what's happening in your bubble. And it's interesting because I mentioned the year 2020 and the shutdown. There were so many people in the year 2020 that they were so disconnected from their body, the bubble of their body, they didn't know what to do. And there was pressure. And there was lack of knowledge. A lot of victim mentality going around. So when you know your bubble, your experience, what's going on in the headspace, the emotions, the physical, and then you can go out from there, and then you can really feel for how you can expand and expand yourself out, or you can protect yourself, become the bubble. You can also feel for the frequency, the flow, the music, the harmony within your bubble, the color within your bubble. I love talking to kids about their electromagnetic aura. You can ask a kiddo, what color are you today? And they'll tell you. It's amazing. It's amazing. I have the most high vibe, wanted conversation with kids. Because they're pure and authentic and they're honest and they don't hold back. And I think most kids are just awaiting other humans to talk to them about their bubble, their color, their harmony, their frequency, their creativity, their imagination. So when we know what's going on inside our bubble and we love what's happening in our bubble, it makes it easier to express. It makes it easier to open our bubble to others and be willing to shine. And really, all of our bubbles are like the sun. We're all like the sun. Our waves, our rays, they shine on, beyond, and onto everyone. This is why it's so easy for me to channel and do personal energy readings is because everybody's sending out like a signal. There's this in and out, the communication, the sending and the receiving. And so mentally you can send and receive, emotionally you can send and receive, physically you can send and receive, and I can pick all that up because I'm so attuned to my intuition and all the psychic abilities. I use them as tools. It's my inner navigational system. And I'm constantly using awareness and acknowledgement to navigate and move. I become aware of something, I acknowledge that awareness, and I move to the next awareness. And for me, I feel for solutions and innovations. And for me, I also feel this expansion. But then there's also times of the cocoon. There's healing moments, there's sleeping moments, there's resting moments, there's moments of not shining so bright, where you can fuel up, you can fill your cup. And it's interesting because I went through a moment in February of that. And then just the past couple of days, I have found myself back in this cocoon moment of releasing and purging. And I had to bring my bubble back and not do so much sending and do the receiving. So there is this in and out flow of you with the electromagnetic. So when you can feel for your bubble is actually moving, everything's always moving. And so there's this electromagnetic current to your bubble. Many people feel it going in the top of their head and out their feet and up and around. And it's interesting because many people talk about the idea of angels and angelic beings and even angels that came forward in the Bible. There's beings and angels that are mentioned in the Bible and also stories over time of angelic beings and this idea of wings. And I believe that what people are seeing is the electromagnetic aura, which is also known as a Merkaba. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. We all say things differently. I spent a lot of time in Texas, so that's my excuse. And so when it comes to our light bodies, I believe it's this timeless spaceship. Your light body, that's your spirit you, the light within you. And you can bring that light being that you are, your higher self, your spirit self, into this physical reality. And this is why I do guided meditations, activating the light body, the gateway that the human is. Humans are a gateway. I mean, the CIA recognizes this. It's called the gateway technique. I have an entire podcast in season one about the gateway technique. And when you really can feel for how you're the gateway, this bubble, your electromagnetic aura, it really begins to move. Because there's this balancing of the brain hemispheres. You're breathing and your heart is beating. Your blood is pumping. The water in your body is moving. The movement is there. Meditation and movement. Meditation is this theta brainwave state of mind of relaxation and calm. However, it requires practice. There's practice that's required to calm the thoughts in the mind. And there's this allowing the thoughts to drift in and out and just opening to the stillness so you can receive. So meditation is this receiving where you're just relaxed. You're not putting forth the effort. You're not doing. You're receiving. You're not putting the thought forward. So many people, when you talk about prayer, it's asking, right? It's the output in the communication. It's the asking. It's the communication of the expression. Whether it's expressing your gratitude or what's wanted, whatever a prayer is, right? It's that output, being heard, requesting. The meditation is the opposite. It's receiving. No output needed. You're just breathing in your nose, out your mouth. You're feeling the flow of you. You're feeling for this bubble of you, your electromagnetic aura. You're sensing the mental, emotional, and physical pillars of the body. You're feeling the layers of you as you breathe into this oneness of you and lighting up your light body. So most humans are either opening the front of their head, their forehead, or the top of their head when it comes to that intuition, psychic abilities. And you know what's fascinating? I have to tell you about this. I did this little experiment the other day, and I don't know if you're into this idea of like a blackout eye pillow mask, but I'm a real big fan of eye pillows. And this idea of total darkness for your brain, it actually is how you naturally create melatonin, is through pure darkness. And it's interesting because we really cannot create pure darkness in our environment. I mean, I have the dark out curtains, right? I try, but there's always these little streams of light, or, you know, for us, it's the fire detectors, right? And the little blinking lights on things. And so when you experience this idea of complete darkness and what that does for your brain, it's interesting. And it's really beneficial for your brain to experience darkness. And I mean complete darkness. So they actually create these complete darkness eye pillows. And I don't have one, but I think I'm going to get myself one, because I did a little experiment with my solar eclipse glasses. So my husband got us solar eclipse glasses for the solar eclipse that's coming up on April 8th. And what I did was I put the solar glasses on, and then I covered my eyes with an additional eye pillow. So I had the solar glasses that are rated to block out the sun, and then I had a dark eye pillow on top of it, and I was able to open my eyes underneath all of that. And what I did was I gave myself some time, 10, 15 minutes of just sitting there and experiencing with my eyes open and closed. I just kind of opened them and closed them and just relaxed into it. And then what I did was I closed my eyes for a few minutes and experienced with my eyes closed this absolute darkness. And then I opened my eyes to experience this absolute darkness, but with my eyes open. And it was a completely different experience. It was. I wasn't expecting it. And this was just an innate, inspired thought I had on my own. My husband and I were sitting there having coffee. We were chatting about a few other things. And I just had this thought, ooh, complete darkness with these solar glasses. I bet this would work. And so as I'm sitting there, and I'm sure my husband was thinking, what is she doing? I didn't tell him until after my experiment what I was doing. But when I opened my eyes in the complete darkness, it was expansive. It was open. I felt like I could just walk forward. It felt like infinite space, nothing scary, even though it was complete darkness. It felt open and it felt comfortable. And then I started noticing all of these fractal patterns and squares. And they were all black. They were all dark. There was no light getting in. And so I even in the complete darkness was seeing patterns in the darkness that were dark. But it felt like I could move forward. So when you begin to open to your intuition and your psychic abilities, and you step out of that thought of them being gifts. What are my gifts? just knowing you have intuition and you have psychic abilities. You have access to all the same abilities that I do. It's part of being human. And when your subconscious and ego know that, and it's not about having spiritual gifts or being gifted in some way, it's a matter of choosing to tune in and to practice and to build those muscles, to grow that, and to learn for yourself. It's innate. I have spent decades becoming a master meditator and expanding on my ability I've always had to astral travel, astral project, and remote view. I use all the psychic abilities. Precognition, it's an interesting one, that's for sure. That's something you really have to understand for yourself, how you receive precognition and what you do with that information. And nobody else is going to know for you. You know for self. And so this idea of writing a book or this one size fits all, it just doesn't apply because we all perceive and receive differently. We all express ourselves differently because our bubbles are all different. There's something different going on mentally, emotionally, physically with all of us. It's just not a one size fits all. So within each of our bubbles, there's a different experience happening. We are all having a different human experience, and we are all different. Every single human is different. We are not alike. How boring would that be if every bubble, every human was the same? I mean, isn't that really what the military is? And maybe some people need that. This, no judgment on the military here. No judgment. I was born in a naval hospital. My husband went to military school. No judgment. But when you dress alike, right? Think alike, speak alike. You're moving in unison together. I mean, back when I was a dancer, and there were those moments of choreography that we were all moving together as one body, right? Were there those moments of personal expression? Yes, but there were also those moments where you're moving as one. And so is there a oneness with our bubbles? There is. But that oneness is when you allow your individuality, the creation energy you are. When we allow our life force energy to flow, that's where you feel the oneness. How do we feel the oneness here on the surface of planet Earth with all the judgment? I mean, there's so many unwanted things going on, the heaviness. We've talked a lot in these podcasts about the moving of humans being the number one moneymaker on Earth. That just shows you the vibration of planet Earth. The only way hunger is still a thing on planet Earth, the fact that humans are still starving and there's hunger, and the fact that moving humans, right, making money off of that, the buying and selling of that, that tells you that governments have to be involved. Leaders have to be involved. This has to be allowed on some level because there's way too much giving and compassion and love. So there is a low vibrational construct. There's a low vibrational bubbles and environments, absolutely. You got to choose the bubble. And you can start with your bubble. And it's interesting because I think most humans are so quick to look at other people or to look at the environment instead of looking at self and their personal bubble. Now, I totally get your environment is a thing. I get it. Your environment is so important to your human experience. I mean, my home is my refuge. I love my home. My bedroom is a meditation room. It's amazing. It's so relaxing. So to have an environment for your bubble, for you to be, that reflects your bubble and who you are and supports you, right? Setting yourself up for success. Absolutely. So the environment, it's a bubble as well. Your home, it's a bubble as well. The people you live with, people you live life with, they all are their own bubble. Even the people that you don't vibe with, the people you don't want to live life with, right? They're their own bubble. And here's the thing. All of our bubbles are different. It's not a one size fits all because we're all different. We are all a different expression of life force energy, creation energy. We're supposed to be different. But that's not something that has been embraced because the constructs are to say to fit in. A lot of constructs are to say, dumb yourself down. You don't know best. We do. Again, you got to break through that cult culture, the cult mentality, and not allow yourself to be boxed in and wear all the labels. So part of this bubble of you is realizing your bubble is sacred space. It's a refuge, your sacred space. What you put in and on your body, what you allow inside of your bubble. And so for me, years ago, I realized I didn't want thoughts and words in my bubble anymore that didn't line up with joy and happiness for me, and expansion and success and growth. And so I just started changing my vocabulary. I started eliminating words that had no use to me. And it was huge. It changed my bubble experience. And then when the people I live life with started shifting their vocabulary as well, it became so much more fun to interact. So we don't know what's going on inside somebody else's bubble. I mean, we can use our intuition and psychic abilities and feel for that. We can communicate with those other people and those other bubbles to know, but truly we never know. And it's interesting how many people will fall madly in love with somebody that they don't really even know what's going on in their bubble. And it's an illusion. They think their bubble is one way and it's not. They don't even understand what's happening in the bubble. So when you look at yourself and other people, you can see that we're more than just our physical bodies. There's everything's going on. We have our own little bubble. We're our own universe, our own world inside. So if you were to give yourself and others that space and place to have their sacred bubble, their sacred space of them, and giving them that space, but also knowing you don't know what goes on in that space. They've got mental, they've got emotional, they've got physical. There's a lot going on in there. So what can you do for other people? Because here's the deal. When you start allowing other people's bubbles to pop your bubble, to burst your bubble, or to attach to your bubble, right? You know those bubbles that have a bubble inside of a bubble? The double bubble? You know what I'm talking about? The double bubble. And maybe you're a gum person and you can blow a double bubble. I used to be able to do that. You had to have the right kind of bubble gum though, right? A big old mouthful. Get a double bubble going. But think about that for a minute. There are so many people that carry other people around physically. Right? It's like they somebody else's bubble is inside their bubble. Or they try to jump into somebody else's bubble, right? Like so many parents are constantly trying to infiltrate their kids' bubbles or get inside their kids' bubble instead of just inviting their children in the bubble, right? To have an interaction, the sending and receiving. And so a lot of people have this attachment. They attach, and it's hilarious, actually. Over on X, somebody that I follow posted a TikTok video of a psychologist from TikTok, and she specializes in romance psychology and attachment psychology. And she was on and on and on about how attachment science came out in the 70s and how credible attachment science is. And all I kept thinking was, you mean baggage? Attachment is baggage. And so to have psychologists and therapists and counselors out there in this science of attachment and making it normal now since the 70s to have baggage, to carry baggage. So what is attachment? What is baggage? It's not feeling whole and complete on your own. It's not feeling like you are enough, whole and complete. Or carrying everything from the past, carrying all of it, carrying around everything, all the trauma, all the relationships. And so a lot of people actually carry relationship to relationship to relationship. That is true. So I can see why somebody specializes in that, because I do see that a lot of humans, every relationship they have, they don't allow it to be a new relationship. They carry over every past relationship to the new relationship. But the other person, the other bubble, doesn't know that. So can you imagine how screwed up that is, that you're in a relationship and this person is constantly triggered or whatever, the mental, emotional, physical, and you're not doing a thing? It's all their past baggage from their past relationships that are now either being projected onto you, right? Or you're now involved with. And it's not you. It's their past relationships. So baggage. So much baggage. And a lot of humans, they're not having a fresh relationship, a new relationship with other humans. They're carrying all this baggage from past relationships. So people do this in work environments a lot, right? You have a terrible boss or coworkers, and then you start the new place. And it's like you feel like you're just repeating the same thing over and over again. So when it comes to our bubble, our personal experience, choice is everything. You can opt in and opt out. Your bubble can opt in and out. If you walk into an environment and it's not good for you, you can walk away, opt out. Also, when it comes to relationships and other people, you don't know what's happening in their bubble. They don't know what's happening in your bubble. We all have our own bubble. And some people in their bubble is so much baggage. They carry it all around. Or there's so many bubbles in their bubbles because they're carrying other people around in their bubble. And they're not even focused on themselves. When you can feel for your bubble, and you can actually feel for if you're carrying somebody else around. And, you know, there are sometimes our loved ones, we do carry them. If they're in need of healing or manifesting, whatever it is, we do carry them in their bubble because we care. However, I want to invite you to send light to their bubble, light up their light body. Open heaven, open the universe. Send in the life force energy into their bubble. Fill up their bubble with what is wanted. When you can send someone what you want for them and to send it into them and their bubble, and you can actually see it filling up their bubble, filling them up physically, mentally, and emotionally, now that's doing something. Just visualizing what you want for somebody else, seeing their bubble as perfect, the way they want it. They're the perfect perfection, and their bubble is perfect. When you're healing and manifesting for yourself and others, you do visualize it being done. But there's also the daily choice, the lifestyle shift. I mean, I know what it was like to heal my body over 7 years. It's a lifestyle. So a lot of times people are shifting. There's a paradigm shift happening within a bubble, right? Sometimes there's the downward spiral of the bubble. And it almost feels like the bubble's going to burst or pop. But then for others, there's this cocoon moment in their bubble. And that's what I went through the past couple of days. I went through that a lot in February, actually, where my bubble became this cocoon of healing and resting and receiving. So when I become an open channel and when I meditate for very long stretches of time to receive information, to astral travel, astral project, and remote view to find out information, which I do every single day. And when I'm doing that, I do become the cocoon. I have to step back from everything else, tune it all out, right? Everything has to go completely dark so I can enter into a different brainwave state of mind and I can go there. And so even within our bubbles, it's amazing what we can do within those bubbles and how those retreat moments, the cocoon moments, the even like switching off, right? The sending out to where you can just be receiving what you need, filling your bubble up. So when you can tune into the bubble of you, it's self-care, it's self-love, it's self-knowing, and that's self-mastery. And you can feel for your balance. You can feel for your wellness, your well-being, your health is your wealth. You can feel that. And then you realize you don't even need the eyes in the back of your head because you can sense behind you. You know, it's really interesting with the bubble. What really inspired the podcast here is I shared with you in past podcasts and over on Patreon about Joe McMonagle. He's a remote viewer. He's actually 001 for the U.S. military. He is the first on record remote viewer for the United States military. I'm sure there were more before him, but on record. And he was in the Army. And so there's a 6-hour podcast on the Sean Ryan show with Joe McMonagle, and I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. And he talks about the bubble. And when he talked about the bubble, I got so excited, and my husband did too. We had to stop the podcast. And it took us days to get through this podcast. It's a 6-hour podcast. So some of it we would listen to on Spotify in the car. Some of it we would watch on YouTube. And so it took us a while to get through it, but it was amazing. And when he talked about the bubble, we had to stop the podcast and go, oh my goodness, he's going to talk about the bubble. This is so perfect. It was the cherry on top of the perfect sundae that this podcast is. I resonated with everything he talked about in the podcast, but I can remote view. I understood. I resonated with everything. I understood it. I've been there. I get it. And so to have his insight and him telling these stories was wow. And it was so mind-opening. And it taught me and told me so much about the decades prior to when I came to planet Earth. And those original viewers, the original people that were channeling this information that was true and real through the quantum energy, and they knew it was biology. And Joe McMonagle, in this interview, in this podcast, talks about all the heat he got over the decades. He could prove, remote viewing was real. He could prove the psychic abilities were real. He could prove the human was the gateway. He could do it over and over again. Other people could do it too, just like me. And he could prove what he was doing. He could do it fast. But there were still people that would call it demonic or voodoo. And that hit a nerve for him, and it does for me as well. Why talk about the third eye when we can talk about the pineal gland? It's an actual gland in the brain. This is biology. This is science. And the reason why I don't use the word spiritual is because there's no separation. There is not something that is spiritual and something that's not spiritual. We can just say all of life is spiritual. So I don't feel a separation. So in my bubble and in Joe McMonocle's bubble, our intuition, our psychic abilities is part of being human. And we know all the other bubbles of all the other humans. It's part of their experience too. But we know that they don't know that. Most of them don't know that. Because it hasn't been mainstream. And this is why I'm passionate. This is why I podcast. This is why I create everything that I do and I share it and why I'm so passionate. I'm sure you can hear my passion. I'm all fire energy as well. So I am all passionate. I am incredibly passionate. If I don't do it passionately, I don't do it at all. And so I agree. It's time for humans to know that part of being human is your intuition and your psychic abilities. And you have an electromagnetic aura. There's nothing different about me or Joe McMonocle. We've just tapped in and tuned in to who we are and all the abilities that we have access to. And I believe that Jesus came to share the same information. It just got skewed and twisted and turned and used for control. There are no spiritual gifts in that way with psychic abilities and intuition. Some people don't have it and others don't. You know, they have it and they don't. It's not that. It's a matter of tuning in and building that muscle and practicing now. Are some of us more innate, more naturally, innately tuned into some things? Yes. Yes. But we still have access to all of it. You can still practice that. You can still build those muscles. I didn't realize how much precognition I had until the past 10 years. And then when I look back, I go, oh my goodness, I've had it this whole time. I just didn't know how to tap into it and to channel it and read it and understand it. And so I had some fear in the past about the precognition that I would receive. But now I know how to sift and sort through the information. I've undergone my own self-training. So I know how to navigate now. And it did take practice. It took decades. Yes, astral traveling, astral projection, remote viewing have always been innate for me, even as a child. I've never lost touch with that. Absolutely. However, at some point, I had to give in to it and choose to let go of the fear and to practice and grow the muscles and know for myself and undergo my self-training. And now there's so many places on planet Earth that support this. And they're not gurus. It's biology. It's science. It's factual information. There's no voodoo about it. There's no mystery about it. Anybody can learn how to tap into their intuition, their psychic abilities. Anybody can remote view. And I think most people are remote viewing all the time. I mean, Tesla speaks about holographic vision. I think a lot of people have holographic vision. They just don't understand it. And holographic vision and remote viewing are two different things, but can you remote view through holographic vision? Yes. And remote viewing and all these psychic abilities have to do with your brainwave state of mind. So it's about the brain. So if you're constantly being entertained and distracted and you're not in control of your thoughts, that's where you start. Clearing the mind. So in the podcast, Joe McMonagle talked about how it used to take him an hour or so to get into the right brainwave state of mind to be able to remote view. And then he started working with somebody with sound, and he could get there within a few minutes. And he was born decades before me. I think he was born in the 40s. And Targ was born in the 30s, which was a remote viewer that I believe is 10 or 11 years older than Joe McMonagle. So Targ, T-A-R-G, is another one to research. I believe he was born in the 30s, Joe McMonagle in the 40s. I was born in the 70s. So for me, I can easily, within minutes, without sound, access the brain waves for myself. So I can remote view in moments. I can astral project in moments. It's very easy. I'm very attuned to it now, where it used to take me longer as well. So it's more of a muscle and practicing. And it's something I do every single day. So for me, one of my biggest manifestations was no longer setting an alarm clock and having control over my own time. So I'm currently in the fourth dimension, freedom of mind, body, and time. And part of that is me being able to, every single morning, spend time meditating, remote viewing, astral traveling after I have just slept all night and dreamed, so that I can take everything in my dream state and I can apply that and go from there. And so I am a quantum detective. I go out and find out information. I'm an open channel. And so every morning I spend a lot of time. And then I spend even more time shifting thoughts and reality with my husband and conversations and different things that we're manifesting and investing in, and meditation with him. And then I also spend a large amount of time in nature and outside and with my animals. So I'm constantly retreating. I'm constantly in my bubble. And when I'm in my bubble, I realize how much better I can be for myself and for other people, because I don't pour from an empty cup. My bubble is always overflowing and expanding. And if it's not, then it's time to pull my bubble into that cocoon mode. But I also know that my bubble is used for me to remote view, astral project, astral travel, for me to travel the dimensions, to travel the astral planes, to know more. And so when Joe McMonagle brought up this bubble in the podcast, it was so perfect, because that's exactly how I visualize tuning in and tapping into the energy. When I look out into the world and I see other humans, I see their auras. I see their electromagnetic, timeless spaceship that they are, their electromagnetic aura. I see it. So when I see humans, I don't just see their bodies. I see their bubble. I always have. I can see the color of their aura. And then I can send into their aura whatever it is and assist them, lifting them up, filling them up. And I don't have to say a word. I also love creating quantum energy light orbs. And I have some YouTube videos on this, where you can fill up an orb, a bubble of energy from your bubble, and create it out in front of you and fill it up with everything you want for someone else and send it to them and watch that bubble go into their bubble. So I think once you start seeing yourself as having this bubble and you're a bubble and you can be in control of your bubble and know what's happening there and know that everybody else has their own bubble and there's no way you're ever going to know exactly what's happening in somebody else's bubble. I will never know my husband's bubble like he knows his bubble. Same way with my son. And I would never think for a minute that I would know what it's like to be in their bubble. That's their bubble. That's their experience. And I want it to be everything that they want it to be, perfect and right for them. It's not for me. Their bubble isn't for me. But interacting with their bubble and living life in the bigger bubble with them is amazing. I love it. And so I'm in a place and space for myself where I don't interact with other bubbles unless I choose to. I do a lot of opting out by just not participating. If it's not my vibe, if it's not my thing, then I'm going to just like bounce away in my bubble, right? I'm going to do my thing. And so I feel through things and I don't force anything on myself. If it's not my vibe, it's not for me. And that's cool. And I go with the flow and I go where it feels good for me. And I feel through other bubbles. And if the bubble is not a match for my bubble, then I move on to other bubbles. And then what I have found is there's these larger bubbles, right? Your home, your household. So within our home bubble, we have other human bubbles. We also have animal bubbles, right? My animals have bubbles as well around them. And when you can start seeing these larger environment bubbles, right? That other bubbles are moving within. So maybe within a workspace, there's a bubble and there's other bubbles. Maybe you can step back and see a bubble life and not take things so personally. You know, I think that's part of the trauma and the baggage and the attachment is so many people taking things personally when you don't even know what's happening in the other person's bubble. And they might say something or do something and it bursts your bubble and they don't even realize that. But you don't even know what's happening in their bubble. So here's the other part of it is the mental awareness within the bubbles, right? Of course, there's the emotion. The emotion seems to just like spew from some people's bubbles and they also project, right, from their bubble. And they want to bump their bubble into your bubble or siphon your bubble, right? Or attach to your bubble. And there's also this mental bubble. And there are just some bubbles that are not on the same level of other bubbles. And there's other bubbles that want to control, right? The cult mentality. They want to control all the other bubbles, tell all the bubbles what to do. And then there's those narcissistic bubbles, right? We're not even going to get to those. I bounce right away from that. I don't even engage with anybody that has anything that feels narcissistic to me is a hard pass. Goodbye. No conversation. I will either just become invisible or go in silence, walk away. I do not even entertain that. If I smell it, I'm out. So when it comes to the mental bubbles, there are just certain bubbles that are not ready to have those conversations. They're not on the same mental plane. You can't have the same conversation. So emotionally, For some, you can't have the same conversation. Mentally with some, you can't have the, right? And so being aware of other people's bubbles, not in judgment, but awareness. Some people are just not ready to have certain conversations that you might be ready to have. They're not there. So within everybody's bubble, there's a different level of awareness, mentally, emotionally, physically. One thing that has really been coming forward as I've been having the podcast and the deeper dive in the half cast about this cult mentality and cult culture. And I love this that somebody put over on YouTube about the word culture is cult, U-R-E, the cult inside the culture. And if you think about a culture like a petri dish, growing a culture, you can grow beneficial things. I mean, that's one way they found out about antibiotics is growing cultures. And they were beneficial. But you can also grow what? Toxic. I mean, what is cancer? An acidic mass, a toxic acidic mass that just grows. So you can have a culture, a petri dish, right? A culture of something that's beneficial and healing and nurturing and nourishing. Or you can have a petri dish, a culture that is toxic, that is mold. So you can grow life-giving, right? And then you can grow the opposite of that, which is life-giving. Because mold grows. Cancer grows. It does. It spreads. It grows. I mean, look in a community, in an environment, one bubble, right, starts consuming all the other bubbles. That's what cancer does, that toxicity. It's toxic. And so if you think about what's being grown within a bubble, maybe it's that individual bubble. Maybe it's that environment bubble, right? And if something's growing that stinks and you can smell it, then you can make choices for you and your bubble. And so I think that's, it's interesting. What are people growing in their bubble? What are they fanning? What are they flaming? What are they quenching? What are they nourishing? What are they, right? What are they investing in? What's happening in their bubble? And so when we talk about this idea of cult culture, or we talk about this one size fits all or boxed in mentality, it's interesting how many people assume things. Assume. So when I first started live streaming 2 years ago, it blew me away how many people were assuming that I was new age, assuming I was into tarot cards, assuming that I was speaking of Reiki and retrogrades and astronomy and astrology and things that I don't tune into. I know about those things. I know very well about those things, just like religion, just like health and wellness. I do know a lot of things. I love learning. However, what I have always, always been communicating from day one is quantum energy and biology, healing and manifesting. Now, for a lot of people, this feels like an awakening to something. And again, I don't use the word spiritual because I don't think there's a separation. I know life is physical and non-physical. So for me, everything is spiritual. There's no separation. I don't feel a separation. So I've really moved beyond separation for myself. But I can feel the separation when other people feel it. But I don't personally feel it anymore. So a lot of words don't apply to me anymore because I don't feel a separation. Do I feel a separation from others on planet Earth and humans? And do I not feel a oneness? Absolutely. I'm not one with all humans on planet Earth. Not at all. The oneness I feel is through life force energy, creation energy. But if you're unaware that you're life force energy, creation energy, then you're moving in an unaware state of mind. You're unaware. So, for example, if we were to talk about life path numbers or zodiacs, you can feel for those and how they feel when someone is aware of who they are, and then how they feel when they're unaware of who they are. And so for me, everything is going to have a vibration of, is there an awareness or an unawareness? And when you're unaware of who you are, you're unaware of something, you don't know. And so is there this awakening going on? Yes, but so many people call it a spiritual awakening. But then that leans more to what? Religion awakening. What is spiritual? And for me, I feel like most people are awakening to there being way more going on. There's more to the story here. However, back in the 70s, this New Age movement came forward, and everybody seems to just be lumping. If you're talking about awakening on some level or paradigm shift, or there's more going on, somehow this is New Age, and there's this assumption made. And there are so many humans on this planet that are having this awakening, knowing there's way more going on. It's like the movie The Matrix, Neo and the Matrix, right? Seeing the ones here, there's way more going on here. This is not the story. However, when we went through this awakening, we realized that this was about quantum energy, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, what's happening in the universe, the galaxy, where our galaxy is moving in the universe, what's happening even beyond planet Earth, the entire galaxy, not just planet Earth, and then the biology of the human body. They say when you research the pineal gland, it's the most unknown gland. That's not true. It's probably the most known gland. They just are hiding it. They don't want to tell you. And so a healthy body, a healthy mind has a healthy pineal gland. A pineal gland and a healthy brain is needed to open to the gateway that you are, to access your intuition and psychic abilities. Your gut instinct, you've got to have a healthy gut to tune into your gut instinct. A healthy gut is the foundation for the brain-body connection. So this idea that awakening is this spiritual awakening and that's New Age, and it's all about chakras and astrology and astronomy, that's not true for everyone. I looked into all that. I took Reiki 3 times. That would make me a Reiki master 3. I wanted to better understand what people were talking about. And what resonated with me was Tesla. What resonated with me was spending years learning about quantum energy, quantum physics, quantum mechanics. I also did a little history project on manifesting and about law of attraction. And I have found that it's a matter of momentum and changing your thoughts. Your thoughts are the quantum computer. And then I went through 7 years of healing my body. I worked with top doctors. They're the ones that taught me there's 3 pillars to the human experience: mental, emotional, and physical. And so for me, New Age is just another form of cult mentality, cult culture. It's just another religious. It's more dogma. I know that we're going through ascension right now, but it's a matter of matter. It's Earth moving into a different part of the universe. And it's this Earth. It's these bodies. I also know the crystals, the crystalline core of the Earth is something. Why are there crystals in all of the technology? They actually make crystal coolers for crystals that start to overheat in technology. You have crystals in your pineal gland, crystals in the center of the Earth. It's an iron crystalline core Earth, center of the Earth. Crystals. Crystals are something. It's not hocus pocus. It's not voodoo. There's so much that is real. Atlantis is real. Lemuria is real. Mesopotamia is real. And it's a different reality, a different vibrational reality in human experience than what we're experiencing now. And so again, no judgment. If tarot is your thing, if Reiki is your thing, be where you are. If religion is your thing right now, be where you are. I've walked my path. I've been on this journey. I'm still on a journey. There's destinations along the journey. And when you go down the rabbit holes and you allow your bubble, right, to expand and experience what you choose, and not everybody has to know what's happening in your bubble as you're processing what you know and shifting your beliefs, it doesn't have to be public for everyone. Going at your pace, giving yourself the time to feel through it yourself and not buying into all the cult cultures. I mean, when people came into my live stream 2 years ago and they'd be like, oh, there's a retrograde, this victim mentality. And I would just say, you know, retrogrades are an illusion. Because when you look up what a retrograde is, scientifically, it's an illusion. The planets do not retrograde. And then when you actually dig into the mythology of how retrogrades were created, they were created, it is about the illusion. It's an illusion. Even when you go back to the original creators of who talked about retrogrades, it's all about the illusion. I love talking about star charts. I mean, what's happening in the sky when you're born, it's amazing. It's magical. But there's so much in there that doesn't apply. It's the same thing with law of attraction. Your thoughts matter, your words matter, but not everything coming at you matches your vibration. It's not true. So again, when you can pull on the threads and start weaving together the picture for you, your bubble, self-knowing, self-mastery for you, you got to weave together your picture. It's not about believing in one thought, one process, somebody else's thought. So when I felt through all of it for myself over the decades of my life, it led me to what I know for me and have a firm foundation of that for me. So my bubble is firm. Firm foundation, balance, knowing in my bubble. And I know not other people's bubbles are going to be what my bubble is. And I don't expect it to be that way. They're having their own bubble experience. And I'm in my bubble. I also never feel lonely just in my bubble. I love being by myself. I enjoy myself. And I would rather be by myself and be meditating than to be around other bubbles that don't match my vibration. Because I know what I want, and I know what I don't want, and I know which bubbles are best for me, because I know my bubble. And so my bubble's been there, I know for me. And it's interesting because when I was live streaming, again, so many people would assume, and I would use images and numbers and cards to tell stories. And I believe that art is so activating, and we are so activating. We activate one another. And those of us that hold a really high vibration, when others rise up to our vibration, it's a magical moment for them. They can breathe. They can see. And so it does feel good to be around people that hold a really high vibration. And it feels good to be around them. And I'm to the point where my bubble has established that for myself. I lift myself up. I create my own high vibration. So when you do create your own high vibration, it's amazing how many people will want to be a part of that high vibration. And so being aware of that, right? Not allowing other people to siphon, suck that bubble from you, your high vibes from you. Everybody's got to create their own high vibe. You can't carry them. You can't lift them up for themselves. You can absolutely fill them up. And you can visualize them as the perfect perfection and everything they desire. But they have to make that choice for themselves. It's a self-liberation. And so as I was sharing the images in the live stream, how many people would assume I was doing tarot? My neighbor even gave me an original tarot deck out of her attic. She was like, I'm creeped out by this, but here, it's yours. And I'm like, I'm creeped out too. And I put it in a bowl of salt for a couple of years. And then I put it in some crystals. And now I've been doing some fun stuff with those. And I've been learning about them. And I've been passing them on and sharing them with people. And they're not evil. They're not bad. But they do hold an old low vibration of the past 10,000 years. I'm not into tarot. But I do use a tarot deck that's a little bit higher vibration color to help shift the conversation. Because what I saw online in my live streams is that everybody was having these tarot conversations, these Reiki conversations. Everybody assumed I was there to talk about blocked chakras. I don't even feel for chakras. It's mind, heart, gut connection. It's more of what Tesla speaks of. It's the biology of the body. And so I experienced whole body healing, head to toe, mental, emotional, and physical. So I know what that's like. And I feel it on a biological basis. And there's no point in talking about a third eye when you have a pineal gland. We can even talk about our eyes and our eyesight and the brain and the brain waves. I could go on and on about the biology of the body. And so I realized that people in my live streams were dumbing down the conversation, and they kept trying to make it about things that I wasn't even discussing. And it was frustrating. And so I had to find that peace for myself, that balance for myself, to not be sucked into conversations that didn't apply to me, and for people to not make it New Age or tarot or Reiki or chakras or block chakras or retrogrades. And it also wasn't about me educating them. I wasn't trying to convince them of anything. If they want to be with chakras, be with chakras, but I'm not the person to talk about chakras with. And so I came up with really easy ways to express, and I would just say, I'm not into chakra talk. And it was amazing how many times that would plant a seed or open a door for somebody and them go, oh, me either. Finally, somebody, you're not talking about chakras. I'm like, no. Let's talk about our pineal gland. Let's talk about our magnetic heart. Let's talk about our gut instinct. You don't need a pendulum. You've got a gut. Your gut instinct, it tells you. You don't need a pendulum. And so again, I think that there's just this assuming with other bubbles. Right? That I think a lot of people might truly feel that a lot of us are in a big bubble together, or that oneness, or that there's collectives here on earth full of big bubbles of people. I'm not in a collective. I'm not into collective energy. I learned the hard way about collective energy, especially manifesting with collectives and portals, entering into portals with collectives. And I am the me, myself, and I. The pronoun is me, myself, and I. I'm having an individual human experience. However, when I tune into the life force energy that I am, and I go into joy, happiness, and enlightenment, there is oneness. But it's way higher than what's happening on the earth. There is a separation of vibration and energy. You can feel for a lower third dimensional heavy reality and a higher reality. And some of us are in a higher reality. We experience a different life. And I believe it's because we opt out of the third dimension. We opt out of that. Our bubbles are a different vibration, and they're going to hover and float in different ways than the heavier bubbles. And so if you start really feeling for collective bubbles, cult bubbles, right? And see how many humans don't have an individual bubble. There's a lot of humans that don't feel for the individual bubble. They really are so attached to other people and places. Or the people that their bubble is so full of baggage and attachments. It's so heavy. There is a need for healing on earth. Absolutely. Mental, emotional, and physical. And there's a need for people to feel for their individual human experience. Because when you can feel for your bubble, then you can feel for the other bubbles. And then you can allow yourself to go higher in your bubble. That's the ascension, the rising up. It's not New Age. It's not cult. It's not culture. Cult culture. It's not a cult. It's none of that. It's literally the bubble that you are, the vibration of you, rising up out of the heaviness. Freedom is the vibration, giving yourself the freedom to be your own bubble. To think for yourself, to feel for yourself, to create for yourself. And it's not about being lonely. It's not about being the island. It's not about being the lone wolf. But there is a retreat aspect because most people are being entertained. They're distracted and entertained. And everything is shifting. Every day, the fakery comes forward more and more. Every day, the scandals. People aren't who they say they are. And it's going to keep happening. Everything is changing. The truth is coming to the surface. And so really being able to understand your bubble and being able to opt out of what's not your vibration, it's powerful. It's empowering because then you can rise up. So if I don't feel collective energy, if I don't feel that oneness, right, with everybody on planet Earth, what do I feel? I feel the web of a light. When you rise up into your bubble and you light yourself up, you become this example like Jesus speaks of. You aren't telling people what to do. You don't know best for other people's bubbles. You're just rising up, being you. Joy, happiness, enlightenment. Fully lit, rising up, and transcend means to exist above it all. And at some point, you really, truly exist above it all. And I believe that this is where we create the web of light. Those of us that have risen up, our bubbles are just this higher vibration of freedom. We give ourselves the freedom and we're freely living. It's a different vibration than the other heaviness. And I feel like when we light ourselves up and then we connect, we become a web of light that can wrap around, that can lift up. And so I want to invite you to feel for your bubble. And I love that a fellow remote viewer talked about the bubble. Because I think when you can feel for this bubble in your electromagnetic aura, even beyond the mental, emotional, physical you, you can feel for that timeless spaceship you are. And it makes it easier to tap into the psychic abilities and your intuition because you can feel for it. Words are not my first language. I feel for things. My husband gets it now. We've been married for almost 24 years. He gets it now. When I say we shouldn't be here, he goes, okay, let's go. And I just say, I feel something. So even within your relationships, those bubbles can rise up together. And when I think about my husband and even my son, right? I mean, he shifted along the way too, as we were raising him and he was growing up. And my husband and I, at times, it was challenging shifting. Absolutely. There were times we weren't the same vibration. We weren't on the same page. We were going at our own pace. And we gave each other the space for that. We allowed each other to be our own inner child and to go through the healing and to take the time and space for ourselves. And so there were moments that our bubbles weren't even on the same wavelength. But we were gentle and patient and loving. And now our bubbles, right? There is a oneness to our bubbles, but we still have our individual bubbles. He's still an individual. I'm still an individual. But when we can come together and create together and co-create, and even when we had our son, raising our son up together, it was beautiful. It was magical. My husband and I are complete opposites. We are just absolute opposites, but we balance each other. We're perfect for one another. But we had to give each other the time and space to let the baggage go, to experience the healing. He couldn't make it happen for me. I couldn't make it happen for him. And we couldn't do it for our son either. But we could co-create the space and lift one another up. And so if you're interested in co-creating with others and you're interested in rising up in your bubble, I want to invite you to let go of lack and limitation. I want to invite you to let go of jealousy and envy. I want to invite you to let go of survival mode, that it's not about surviving, it's about thriving. It's not about sickness, it's about wellness. You see? Do you see this conversation? Shifting the vibration, shifting the words. It's about well-being and wellness. It's about health and happiness. So when you extend the grace and gentleness and compassion to yourself, and you allow yourself the space and place to purge and release and let go and to balance out into that self-knowing, then it's easier to extend that and allow that for other people. And when other people don't complete you and other people aren't your entertainment, when you can spend the holiday by yourself and it doesn't matter who's there, who's not there, that's huge. That's a huge shift. That's a breakthrough. There might be those lonely moments in the retreat and the opting out. But when you allow those moments to be bubble building moments for you, it's so empowering. Feeling for your bubble. Allowing yourself to cut yourself and others loose so you can float higher. No more attachments. No more baggage. Just letting yourself be free, like the hot air balloon, right? On a hot air balloon, there's bags of sand, and sometimes there's ropes tied to the ground. If you could cut those bags of sand, right? Let them go. Cut those ropes and the people holding those ropes so your bubble can float up and be free. No more heaviness. No more baggage. Allowing everything from the past to serve you. The good, the bad, all of it. Allowing it to show you what you want and you don't want. And knowing that not everybody's bubble is the same. Not everybody's intelligence, awareness, it's not a one-size-fits-all. We're not all the same in that way. We're all the same in the way of life force energy. And so if we could all just be healthy and happy, imagine what life would be like.